how did you first get interested in poetry?
So I come from Argentina. I wasn't born originally here, and I had to take an English class, actually. This is my second language. I think at one point in the English class, we had to read Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but I know that I jumped on top of a chair, half unbuttoned some article of my clothing, and just belted it out. And the teachers thought it was the funniest thing ever. And that's like when I knew. It's kind of a weird way to have an epiphany, but that's when I knew, oh, this is kind of fun. And I got here. I got to Homer High School, started taking classes with Campbell. And he introduced the competition to us, and I just kept moving on through the levels. And my freshman year, I made it to state, and this year I did that again too. So I'm pretty excited about it.
So I'm wondering if you can describe poetry out loud for someone who's maybe not familiar with the competition.
It's all about standing up on a stage and reading famous poems from a bibliography. And there's these common misconceptions like, no, we are not writers. No, it's not a poetry slam. But it's how you interpret a poem and how you present that piece of poetry to the audience. And it's all about how you make that connection between the poem and the audience that I really like about this competition.
Is that as nerve-wracking as it sounds?
I mean, yes. Yeah, it's always nerve-wracking to be on top of a stage. Anybody who's been in front of a mic knows that sense. It's like, oh man, whatever comes out of my mouth, they're all going to hear it. And I know I've definitely stumbled. I know I've been nervous, but it's going to sound a little cheesy. It's also really liberating.
One thing I've been wondering, what is it about poetry that speaks to you?
You feel a certain way, maybe, and you find a word that you like you find a vocabulary word that you like, or you find a piece of music that you like, and you hear something on the radio and you're just jamming out to it. And I think that it's something that you had inside of you that you were thinking, but you couldn't really put into the words you wanted to put in. And enjoying poetry is just like jamming out to music. It's that je ne sais quoi that just makes you kind of bob your head and go, oh yeah.
So I understand that you brought a poem with you today. Would you like to read it?
Okay. Tarantulas on the Life Buoy by Thomas Lux. For some semi-tropical reason, when the rains fall, relentlessly they fall into swimming pools. These otherwise bright and scary arachnids, they can swim a little, but not for long. And they can't climb the ladder out, they usually drown. But if you want their favor, if you believe there is justice or reward for not loving the death of ugly, and even dangerous, the eel, hog, snake, rats, creatures. If you believe these things, then you would leave a life buoy or two in your swimming pool at night. And in the morning you would haul ashore the huddled, hairy survivors and escort them back to the bush. And know, be assured that at least these saved as individuals would not turn up again someday in your hat, drawer, or the tangled underworld of your socks. And that even when your belief in justice merges with your belief in dreams, they may tell the others in a sign language four times as subtle and as complicated as man's that you are good, that you love them, that you would save them again.
Juan Sarmiento, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much.